Hilary, let me ask you about the Kimball's Habitat campaign. It's underway now. What do people need to know?
So the Kimball's Habitat campaign is a new fundraising campaign that we just launched at Cedarhurst, and its purpose is to help us revitalize our outdoor sculpture park. The sculpture park is definitely one of the museum's most unique features, but there are definitely some operations and maintenance and upkeep things that we need to be addressing in the park right now just to sustain it for future generations. And so the Kimball's Habitat campaign is kind of our effort to do that. Our goal is to raise $250,000 for the campaign. So excited to announce the match challenge by Withers Broadcasting Companies, which should help us kind of get a jump start on that campaign fundraising.
When does it end? When's the deadline?
Well, the campaign itself will last for the rest of the year. It'll probably take us a couple of years to do all of this physical work that we need to do within the sculpture park. But the match challenge that Withers has issued just runs through Labor Day. So for people to make contributions and really maximize on that opportunity to double their impact, they would need to make those donations before Labor Day.
And I understand that throughout the summer, you're going to have some video messages from people to kind of enhance the campaign as it moves along?
Yes, our first video message, it's by Tony Wilt, who is one of our administrative counselors. He's a local State Farm agent. He's the current president of the Chamber of Commerce. You know, he's just a real friendly, really wonderful face in Mount Vernon, and he did a wonderful testimonial about, you know, his introduction with Cedarhurst and how his love for the museum has grown as he has gotten to know us more. And so we're going to be posting one of those each week in an effort to kind of just keep the campaign in the forefront of people's mind, to remind them about the match challenge from Withers, and to hopefully entice those donations to start flowing in.
Speaking of that, how do people make donations?
Well, you can make donations numerous ways. We have a You Caring fundraiser set up so that people can easily make donations online. That's youcaring.com/Kimball-habitat.com. And then cedarhurst.org, you know, people can make contributions directly through our website. They can also call with credit card information to 242-1236, or they can mail checks to P.O. Box 923 in Mount Vernon, Illinois.
You mentioned that this fundraiser is for the Sculpture Park. What makes that such a special place, do you think, for people?
Well, you know, sculpture gardens and sculpture parks have kind of become trendy in recent years, like in the cities and everything. But, you know, what makes Cedarhurst truly unique is that we have an expansive property. We have 90 acres, you know, at our disposal, and it has, you know, open fields, it has two lakes, it has wooded areas. It really is a study of contrasts in what it has to offer. And so that gives us such a unique canvas, really, to display, you know, the large-scale sculptures that we have on site. We currently house more than 75 large-scale sculptures on the grounds. And so, you know, just the nature of having outdoor artwork and it having to weather the seasons, you know, it requires more upkeep, more conservation efforts than artwork that's within galleries, you know, in like a climate-controlled environment. So the sculpture park is so special because it's so unique, but that also poses several new challenges for us as well.
I know there are four components to the campaign plan related to the park. What are those again?
Okay, so there are definitely, you're right on that, there are four components to the Kimball's Habitat campaign. The first, as I alluded to, is sculpture conservation. You know, having outdoor artwork just poses several challenges because it has to weather the four seasons. And so there are some maintenance issues that need to be addressed with several of our sculptures, including our flagship sculpture, which is Kimball the Horse. That's kind of who we named the campaign after. We're also going to be treating our wooded areas. We have an issue right now with invasive species that have moved in and are starting to take over our woods. And so we're actually working with IDNR to figure out the best way to address that so that we can balance the ecosystem of our wooded areas so that that will be around for many generations to come. We're going to be adding several lighting features, both for safety issues. You know, we need some lighting on the back patio, in between the museum and the art center. You know, as we start to do more events in the sculpture park, we definitely have some safety lighting that needs to be added. And then we're also going to be doing some aesthetic lighting, actually lighting up 10 to 15 of the sculptures in the front of the park. So when people drive by at night, they'll be able to see and appreciate the sculptures and just see what a unique property that we have at Cedarhurst. And then the fourth is kind of a catch-all. It's going to be kind of like visitor services, where we are going to be, you know, adding more seating. We're going to be adding signage, wayfinding signage, so that first timers to the park kind of know how big it is and know how they're supposed to be experiencing it. We're going to be adding, you know, trash receptacles and several educational components, like a virtual tour and a nature trail. And those are all things that are just really meant to help people enjoy the park more, so that they'll come back more often, they'll stay longer when they're here. You know, we just want people to have a great Cedarhurst experience every time they visit the museum. And it's like, even if they don't step foot inside the physical building, there's still so much for them to enjoy in the sculpture park. And we want to make sure that they have, you know, a great experience, even if they never come inside the doors.
Anything else you'd like to add about the campaign, or something that people should know that we haven't touched on?
You know, I'm just really excited. I feel like the whole idea for this campaign came from our stakeholders. You know, we recently implemented a new strategic plan. And when we did that, we invited the community to give us feedback and tell us, you know, what they wanted us to do in the next 3 to 5 years. And they really told us, we want you to, you know, look at the sculpture park, find a way to make that more of a resource and capitalize on that, and like figure out how to encourage people to enjoy that more. And so really that's where Kimball's Habitat was born, was in response to, you know, what people want from us. We're always striving to serve the community better, and to find more ways to reach out to people. And we really feel like this campaign is a great way to do that.